Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Terrorism remains an active threat in Africa as Al-Qaeda and ISIS-aligned terrorist groups expand their influence and reach in some regions, said Lieutenant General Scott Barrier, the U.S. Army Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Al-Qaeda's affiliate, Al-Shabaab, poses a particularly strong terrorist threat in East Africa. He warned that in the Sahel, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Jama'at Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin and ISIS in the Greater Sahara continued their attacks while a fledgling ISIS insurgency expanded in northern Mozambique in 2020. The United States Department of State has identified five leaders of these terrorist groups and designated them as specially designated global terrorists under Executive Order 13224 as amended. Bonomad Mashoud Omar, also known as Abu Sulaifa, Muhammad, and Ibn Omar, leads the military and external affairs departments for ISIS Mozambique and serves as the senior commander and lead coordinator for all attacks conducted by the group in northern Mozambique. Sidenag Hitta, also known as Abu Kharwaniand Abu Abdel Hakim al-Kidali, is a senior leader and commander responsible for the Kidal region in Mali, within Jama'at Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, or JNIM. Salimul Bremat, also known as Abu Hamza al-Shankiti and Hamza al-Muratani, is a JNIM senior leader and emir of Arbinda and Surma in the Mopti region of Mali. Ali Mohammed Rage, also known as Ali Deer, is Al-Shabaab's spokesman and a senior leader for the group. He has been involved in planning attacks in Kenya and Somalia. Abdikadir Mohammed Abdikadir, also known as Ikrima, is an Al-Shabaab senior leader and served as the head of operations and logistics. He is a facilitator and operational planner for Al-Shabaab. As a result of these designations, the property and interest in property of these persons is subject to U.S. jurisdiction. U.S. citizens are prohibited from engaging in any transactions with them. The United States is committed to disrupting the financing methods of ISIS Mozambique, JNIM, and Al-Shabaab, all of which are designated foreign terrorist organizations and specially designated global terrorists, limiting their abilities to conduct further attacks against civilians and supporting our partners in efforts to disrupt terrorism finance, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a written statement. Addressing the terrorist threat across the continent will require working closely with our partners to degrade the capacity and operations of these terrorist groups, combating their control and influence in West, East, and Southern Africa.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.